This morning we are looking quickly on the subject, the necessity of vision. The necessity of vision. Our objective, as it is stated, is to understand why it is necessary to function with vision in life. Why is it necessary to function with vision in life? The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 4 and in verse 23, it said, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. It is important we know that vision is a crucial necessity for profitable and quality existence. The life of vision, living with vision, was the secret of such lives like that of Joseph. The secret of such lives like that of Paul the Apostle. Monumental, impactful existence on the earth. Question is, what is the necessity of vision? Why is vision necessary? Unnecessary. One. Life without vision is life without meaning. Without meaning becomes worthless and aimless. Becomes worthless and aimless without vision. People are worthless without vision. People are worthless and aimless. Where there is no vision, a person actually feels no reason to live. Vision is actually reason to be alive. What keeps you living? What makes life meaningful? Suicides are contemplated when people see no reason anymore to be alive. What is this life all about, they say? What am I here for? But if you understand that there is a purpose of God for your life, and there are things that must be achieved, like Job said, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. He sees something in front of him, then he decides it's not going now. Life without vision is life without meaning. Suicides are contemplated where the meaning of life is no longer discerned. Where people can no longer discern that there is a meaning to life. Why is vision necessary? Number two. Life without vision is life left to chance. Life without vision is life left to chance. Why is this important? Proverbs 4:23, where we really live in. You are not intentionally living, but you are living by trial and error. It's a life left at risk. Secondly, that a life left to chance has no chance at all. Whatever happens by chance can also end by chance. I mean, if it was a good thing. A life left to chance has no chance at all. When people don't live by vision, they are living life to chance. What is the chance that a monkey hitting the keyboard at random can play good music? No chance. Life without vision left to chance means it is such a life where what you see is what you get. It is such a life where anything goes. A life without vision. Life without vision is life without meaning. Secondly, life without vision is life left to chance. Thirdly, life without vision is life without bearing. No bearing. Life without bearing. No navigation, no bearing. And he does not know the reason why he is alive. Life becomes tiring. It becomes tiring. Life is unexciting, it's tiring. Life without bearing is life as a burden. Secondly, life without bearing is time without meaning. He doesn't know the reason why he has time. Time is available, but it is employed to do nothing. Life without bearing. That is why you see a lot of young men, they can waste 10 hours watching him, and he woke up in the morning still tired. Nothing to pursue. Energy without value. Life without bearing also equals ability without reason. He knows how to do many things, but he doesn't know how to translate them into generational impact. Ability without reason. He's using his capacity to speak for talkativeness. Ability without reason. So everything becomes burdensome, like Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2. Vanity upon vanity, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. Time is vanity. Energy is vanity. Ability is vanity. That will never be your portion. So vision is so necessary, because life without vision is life without meaning. Life without vision is life left to chance. One thing. In Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 13, Paul the apostle speaking said, one thing have I desired of the Lord. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. This one thing. Not three, not four, not ten, one. People of vision. People of vision are people of particular things. People of particular things. Life without vision is life left pulled in multiple directions. Everything catches his attention. Everything catches his fancy. Life without vision, thirdly, is life lived as a distraction. Means life without vision is life where everything goes. Everything goes. Everything goes. He just jumped into a car now that is traveling to Kafanchan or Kaduna or Makodi or Enugu. He didn't plan for it in the morning. He just found his friend in the day. And the friend said, I'm going to Enugu. He said, really? What are you going to do? He said, oh, I just wanted to visit one of my friends there. I'll be back tomorrow. Can you go? Why not? What am I doing? Nothing. Just jumping. Just. Living is living at random. You know, when you are a man of vision, praise the Lord. Finally, number five for this morning, I will continue the next service. Life without vision is life without discipline. The discipline of character. It's life without discipline. Proverbs 29:18, where we read again. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. One translation says, where there is no vision, the people run wild. They run wild. Life without vision is life without discipline. And that is the discipline of character. Because, first, earns to graduate to the first class degree. There is a way the person wants to live that is different from someone who just wants to go through university. Say, I'm a graduate. There's a way they conduct themselves. Someone who wants to marry without the bed defiled. You want to marry pure. There is a way you conduct yourself around each other in courtship relationship that is different from the other people who anything goes. So it disciplines your character. There is something on your mind. There is what you are gunning for. Someone who wants to go find ministry. There is a way he conducts his life. Go find your career. Do you know that there are people who begin to prepare for presidency in civilized countries like America? They began to prepare for becoming president from childhood. There are things that they will not dare because of records that may come up later. It disciplines character. Very, very important. So, visionless people are characterless people. Do you understand what I'm saying? Young lady carries bag and is standing at the junction of Sheraton or Hilton or something, waiting for anybody to pass, to carry her in a car. Anybody. HIV body, hepatitis body, anybody, occultic body, ritualist killer body. Just standing there. Why? No vision for her life. If she dies, it doesn't matter. All she wants is money to buy new latest iPhone and to dress like others. So there is characterlessness, no discipline, no control, anything. Here am I available. Young man has no vision for his life. He carries gun, joins the cult. If they kill him tomorrow, it doesn't matter. That will never be your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you today. Grace to run and live with vision. That grace is released upon you right now. In Jesus' precious name. Very, very quick insight. It is called vision. It is insight into life's purpose. Number two. Vision is focused on the future while living in the present. Your focus is on the future, but your life is in the present. You are living in the present, but you are focused on the future. Genesis chapter 13 and in verse 14 all the way to verse 15. Genesis 13, 14 all the way to verse 15. The Bible says, alright, I'm not expected to wait for the scriptures. And God told Abraham, after he separated from Lot, he said, lift up your eyes and see all the land which thou seest shall be yours. And Abraham lifted up his eyes. He was in his present, but he was mandated to see his future. It is focused on the future while living in the present. Every other person live in their present, but people of vision live in their future. They are obsessed with the tomorrow. So they are not depressed because of today. They are not discouraged because of today. They are not demotivated by today. If you are imagining them travel into your future with your imagination. I'm sure you know how children used to do that. My father will buy me a plane. And me and him will be flying the airplane. They just have a lot of imagination. You see, our challenge is that when we grow up, we lose imagination. And we become more focused on memory. Imagination and memory are both pictures. But one is a replay of the past, which is memory. And imagination is a pre-play of the future. And it is the imagination that helps us more than the one of focusing on the past. So you are pre-playing the future. And that is what's cover vision. So we're not going to give a different definition in first or second service. Now, how do we discover vision? Number one, discovery at the place of prayer. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1, I will stand upon my watch and I will watch to see what he will say. Discovery at the place of prayer. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to verse 3. Where you go before God and you are asking the Lord, Lord, what are you saying about my life? What is your plan? What is your purpose? What do you want me to do with the next 5 years, 10 years of my life? What are you saying to me? Who am I and why am I? Who am I? What is the implication of my Moses, how it came to his heart to go visit his brethren, the children of Israel, who were in captivity? Acts 7:23. The passion of your heart that dominates you. That kind of thing that just remains there. Just keeps coming. I knew of a young man as a boy who was always busy with little bricks, using it to build houses. As a child, he just keeps on. That every his own play is around that kind of a thing. At the end of the day, this person becomes one of the foremost property agents and in the whole world. The dominant passion of your heart. There is a connection. Number three is discovery from inherent potentials. Inherent, what you can do. The passion is different from the potential. The passion is what is what dominates your heart. The potential is your capability, your ability, what you know how to do. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 17, all the way to verse 18, we saw how David was the most talented instrumentalist in Israel, and that ability, potential, launched him to the palace. The ability, what you find, even what people see of you, those who know you. One of my brothers in those days, while I was growing, so there are potential, there are things that people learn, go to school to learn, that you do without going to school. That kind of, do you understand that kind of thing? You didn't learn it in school. It's just their body. There are, for example, there are those who went to school to learn how to act drama. But your own life is drama. That is your own movement is drama. And there are those who went to school to learn dancing, but your own, even your walking step is a dance. Am I communicating at all? And people ignore these things because it is so easy with them. They didn't consider it a gift. It's so easy. They do it so easy until it lost value. No. It shouldn't lose value. When you begin to see such endowment, such gifting and such graces, then you begin to know that God has something with you and such a gift. So, said to Joseph, as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou. So Joseph received inspiration. He received ideas. He received the wisdom that positioned him in his destiny and in his future. So what area are you wise? In that area, you shall rise. Where are you knowledgeable? There you are marketable. Did you hear? In the area of your, where you are wise, there you will rise. Where you are knowledgeable, there you are marketable. Your inspiration affects your manifestation. So you should understand that and be able to draw upon this. And then you will impact your world. So discovery through divine wisdom, inspiration, idea or knowledge. Because a lot of young people and even adults, the continuous concern is, how do I know my vision and my purpose in life? Number five is through the burden of generational need. There are times when your heart is burdened to meet particular needs. There are things around that burden you. Oh Lord, how can this kind of situation be solved? You seem to hold yourself responsible to solving certain things. That was the situation with Nehemiah. In Nehemiah chapter 1 and in verse 1 to verse 4. When he heard that the wall of Jerusalem was broken down and the gates were burned with fire, he took it upon himself. I mean, he lost his peace and lost his sleep. He lost his rest. You know, that problem that makes you cry, that problem that pains your heart, is connected to a problem you are created to solve. Am I communicating at all? So this is very important. And the burden will leave you. You just want to do something about the housing situation, the transportation situation of the country. You want to do something about security. You want to just do something. There is a need, a burden that is connected. Discovery through the burden of generational need. And finally, it is discovery through love and affection. There is something, there is a love in your heart, an affection for something. You love something. Genesis chapter 40, verse 6 to verse 8. Joseph came to the prison and saw the prisoners, looked upon them. They were very sad. And his heart went for them. You see, Joseph loved. He had a love. He had a love. A love. A love. A love. A love for meeting people's needs, for making people happy. So God positioned him over a nation where he can make the nation happy. I know a young man, he said he loves taking care of people. He had other things he was doing, but he said he just loved taking, just loved to feed people. He just loved to make people happy. He just loved to host people. And that love pushed him into the hospitality industry. And then he just hit the road running with very, very massive and impactful outing in that field. So you just want to check yourself. I know a woman who just loved gathering books, just loved books, just books, books. And then she grew up, got married, and then realized that she had to have where people can come and get books, bookstore. No, as I was growing up as a young Christian and a pastor, in fact, pastor, her bookshop was where I frequently patronized to pick Tozer's books and Kenyon's books and Hagin's books and so on. She said she grew up with that love. So what you love doing is connected to what you will leave doing. You hear what I said? What you love doing is tied to what you may leave doing. And I'm not talking about disastrous love for things like, I love smoking. No. That's not what I'm talking about. Not love for bad things. Yeah? Love following women. No. That one is love to hell. I love alcohol. No. I'm talking about positive, profitable. Positive. I was in the UK many years ago. And I read, I've said this story before. I read in, I don't know the popular magazine in the UK right now, of a man who sold his piece of artwork for 11 million pounds. Did you hear what I just said? Painting, drawing, art, 11 million pounds. So they asked him, how do you feel selling a piece of art? And you got 11 million pounds. He said he is surprised. 11 million pounds. He said he is surprised that he is just enjoying his life and they are paying him for it. The painting is an enjoyment of life. As far as he was concerned, he wasn't working. He was not... Yola Stadium is filled with people. There is nobody to preach to them to get them saved. I say, okay, I'm available. Do you want me to pay for it? And I am not going to take an offering one single dime. I am only ready to deploy my every grace of God to break the back of the devil. You will not miss your purpose. You will not miss your focus. You will do well. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow. Was that a download or not? Now lift up your hands and go ahead and give him the praise. Now lift up your hands and go ahead and give him the praise. Lift up your hands and give him...
Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Lift up your hands, give him the praise. The praise. Lift up your hands, give him the praise. Give him the honor, give him the adoration. Give him the honor, give him the adoration. Give him the worship.
I like you to take 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And just pray this in. And just pray this in. Before I formed thee, I knew thee. Before you came forth, I ordained you. But I ordained you. Father, what you brought me into this world to do. Father, what you brought me into this world to do, I shall not miss it. What you brought me into to accomplish for you shall be accomplished. I receive the grace. No. Open your mouth and pray. 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 Let us set up a Precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you can just say.